If you live in Philadelphia, you may have noticed a boom of supermarkets popping up across the city. The latest grand opening was last Wednesday. A Sprouts Market opened up in the city's Graduate Hospital neighborhood. But as Jim Saxa of WHYY's Planned Philly reports, retail analysts say the greengrocer boom has reached its peak.
Philadelphia's newest supermarket opened with an early morning party. Nearly three dozen Sprouts employees formed a tunnel near the store's entrance and cheered as the first customers walked in. About 10 minutes later, a decidedly unimpressed-looking man approached the register. Cashier Carla Marshall scanned in his single, solitary item, a box of blueberries, and then made the big announcement.
First customer, y'all!
The man, apparently not a fan of all the fanfare, simply took his purchase and left. Thankfully for our unenthused berry buyer, Sprouts is just the latest spot in town where he can satisfy his fresh fruit cravings. You see, Philadelphia is in the middle of a bull market for supermarkets. Since 2015, 56 new grocery stores have opened in the city. That's a lot, more than the prior 7 years combined. But that doesn't mean Philly's food store fecundity is anything particularly special.
It was universal. It was all over the country.
That's Deanna Sheehan, Grocery Markets Director at Kantar Consulting. Cities across the U.S. have seen a supermarket boom in the last decade. If anything, Philly's late to the party. But that's normal for us, says Lauren Gilchrist, a researcher for the real estate firm JLL.
Philadelphia overall as an economy, as a region, typically lags the rest of the country.
After the 2008 recession, cities were the first places to recover. As more people moved downtown, the supermarkets simply followed. Philly was no different. At the same time, shifting tastes have fueled the proliferation of supermarkets catering to a new kind of consumer.
Shoppers are looking for better options and healthy products, but at a great price point.
That's Sprouts spokesman Diego Romero. Along with chains like Trader Joe's and Aldi, Sprouts is part of a new breed of discount supermarket, one that tries to disprove that old expression, you get what you pay for. Prices at discount grocery stores are lower than other supermarkets, but better deals can scare off shoppers who can afford to be choosy. That's because no one really wants to eat cheap meat. It just feels like a bad idea, even if it's the exact same quality as a pricier piece of pork. It's a problem that's kept supermarkets segmented along income levels for a long time. But Sheehan says stores like Aldi have found a way to appeal to both shoppers with thinner wallets and those with pickier palates.
It's not exclusively for that low-income shopper. And part of that is because they have very intentionally brought in categories like incredibly high-quality wines, organic baby food, that will appeal to higher demographic groups.
Over the last 2 years, Aldi's opened 6 stores in Philly, and they're planning to open at least 3 more. Target is another chain that's recently put Philly in its crosshairs, opening 5 new locations in the last 2 years. While stores like Sprouts and Aldi are going after discount shoppers with discerning palates, Target is aiming for pure convenience, opening smaller stores around Center City to satisfy all your urban retail needs, including dinner. Despite the recent spate of openings, Philly's grocery store growth spurt seems to be slowing down as the city once again plays catch-up to the national business cycle. Across the U.S., most of the big supermarket chains have hit pause on their expansion plans to reassess the impact of online grocery shopping. The advent of e-commerce means most chains are shifting their focus from opening more locations to convincing more customers to walk through their existing doors. Even though ordering food online is easy, brick-and-mortar grocery stores still offer shoppers something that no website can recreate. There's no app for squeezing a melon, and you can't scoop just the right amount of pistachios online or taste a free sample over the internet.
Our almond, coconut, and cranberry are most popular.
Even as the building boom dies down, analysts say the groceries that are here today, whether it's your local Acme or a new Aldi, aren't at risk of hitting their expiration dates anytime soon. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.